Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from Psalms and the Old and New Testament, as well as a reflection from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz. We meet each Monday and Thursday at 9:15 on Zoom, and we invite you to join us. Simply sign in to Zoom using the number 856-0112-7207, and the password is 22 4466. You can sit back and listen or take part. Either way, we would love your company. The readings are taken from Psalm 50, Isaiah 42 verses 18 to the end, and Revelation 19. And the title of the reflection is God is God.
So the appointed Psalm is Psalm 50. Offered to God, a sacrifice of thanksgiving. The Lord, the most high, the most mighty God, has spoken and called the world from the rising of the sun to its setting.
Out of Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not keep silence.
Consuming fire goes out before him, and a mighty tempest stirs about him.
He calls the heaven above and the earth that he may judge his people.
Gather to me my faithful, who have sealed my covenant with sacrifice.
Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge.
Hear, O my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, O Israel, for I am God, your God.
I will not reprove you for your sacrifices, for your burnt offerings are always before me.
I will take no bull out of your house, no he-goat out of your folds.
For all the beasts of the forest are mine, the cattle upon a thousand hills.
I know every bird of the mountains, and the insect of the field is mine.
If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the whole world is mine, and all that fills it.
Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats?
Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and fulfill your vows to God Most High.
Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall honour me.
But to the wicked, says God, why do you recite my statutes and take my covenant upon your lips?
Since you refuse to be disciplined and have cast my words behind you.
When you saw a thief, you made friends with him, and you threw in your lot with adulterers.
You have loosed your lips for evil, and harnessed your tongue to deceit.
You sit and speak evil of your brother. You slander your own mother's son.
These things have you done, and should I keep silent? Do you think that I am even such as one of yourself?
But no, I must reprove you and set before your eyes the things that you have done.
You that forget God, consider this well, lest I tear you apart and there is none to deliver you.
Whoever offers me the sacrifice of thanksgiving honours me, and to those who keep my way will I show the salvation of God.
Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Mighty God, dwelling in an approachable light, forgive our vain attempts to appease you, and show us your full salvation in Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Amen. We continue in our reading from Isaiah.
Isaiah 42, verse 18 to the end. Listen, you that are deaf, and you that are blind, look up and see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf like my messenger whom I send? Who is blind like my dedicated one, or blind like the servant of the Lord? He sees many things, but does not observe them. His ears are open, but he does not hear. The Lord was pleased, for the sake of his righteousness, to magnify his teaching and make it glorious. But this is a people robbed and plundered. All of them are trapped in holes and hidden in prisons. They have become a prey with no one to rescue or spoil, with no one to say restore. Who among you will give heed to this? Who will attend and listen for the time to come? Who gave up Jacob to the spoiler and Israel to the robbers? Was it not the Lord against whom we have sinned, in whose ways we would not walk, and whose law they would not obey? So he poured upon him the heat of his anger and the fury of war. It set him on fire all around, but he did not understand. It burned him, but he did not take it to heart. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We are getting to the close end of Revelation. We have a few more chapters, and today's Revelation chapter 19. After this, I heard what seemed to be the loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and power to our God, for his judgments are true and just. He has judged the great war, who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servants. Once more they said, Alleluia. The smoke goes up from her forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who is seated on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. From the throne came a voice saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, and all who fear him, small and great. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the sound of many waters, like the sound of mighty thunder peals, crying out, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and exult. Give him the glory. The marriage of the Lamb has come. His bride has made herself ready. To her it has been granted to be clothed with fine linen, bright and pure. The fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. And the angel said to me, Write this, Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are true words of God. And I fell down at his feet to worship him. And he said to me, You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your comrades who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Then I saw heaven opened, and there was a white horse. Its rider is called Faithful and True, and in his righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his heads are many diadems, and he had a name inscribed that no one knows but himself. He's clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, wearing fine linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword with which to strike down nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of the Almighty God. On his robe and on his thigh, he has a name inscribed, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and with a loud voice he called to all the birds that fly in mid-heaven, Come, gather for the great supper of God, to eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains, the flesh of the mighty, the flesh of horses and their riders, flesh of all, both free and slave, both small and great. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth with their armies gathered to make war against the rider of the horse and against his army. And the beast was captured, and with it the false prophet who had performed in its presence the signs by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped its image. These two were thrown alive in the lake of fire that burns with sulfur. And the rest were killed by the sword of the rider on the horse, the sword that came from his mouth, and all the birds were gorged with their flesh. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So, interesting second reading, much easier first reading. again, it feels quite a tough reading at the start of Advent. And if we follow that theme of calm and bright, so I think I'll just leave it a little bit open to us to think about what I enjoyed was in the psalm, the call to be a person of gratitude. It's easy to try to think that because we make many sacrifices for God, we are walking with him. And that was often the pitfalls of Israel's, who believed that by just doing the actions, God must be pleased. And that was more the mentality of false God, which is, you know, you please the gods, you appease them by giving them food or whatever, so that they will give you good things. But our relationship with God is not transactional. God is God. And actually, we are people who need to live out of gratitude. In those days, sacrifice were at the heart of their worship, but it was not to serve God in a sense to appease him, but was to reveal something true about themselves, that they needed grace and forgiveness all the time. And God gives that freely through that system. But it was just temporary. It was a signpost to what was to come. And what is to come is what we're going to celebrate at Christmas. That the perfect, the ultimate sacrifice was not this continual sacrifice of animal on their behalf, but was God coming himself, enfleshing, taking the form of a human being, fully human, living the life that we should have all lived, and taking the punishment on himself, taking the curse, lifting the curse by going through the death that we all should have gone through, and by freeing us from that curse for those who are willing, with gratitude, to receive that gift. So in that passage, it speaks about offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and fulfill your vows to the most, to the God most high. Christian, the vows is our commitment to be followers of Jesus, to allow his life, his spirit to transform us. But I also like and delight in verse 15, call upon me in the days of trouble and I will deliver you and you shall honor me. It's not that Christian life is easy and there are many troubles. And so yesterday we started with storms of life and with this story of Jesus in the New Testament with his disciples going from one side of the lake to the other when a storm came upon them. The idea of if kind of that lake is us going through life, there will be many storms, personal storms, or the reality of life that can bring all kind of worries and anxieties. But Jesus, in that story, had said, let's go to the other side. And when Jesus says something, his words are true. And maybe at the heart of Revelation is that the word of God, whatever all the words that God has said in the Old Testament and in the New Testament through Jesus, are words that will happen. And so his coming, second coming is sure. The words that he said in the New Testament are sure and secure. And so there is so much for us to be encouraged, to be strengthened, if we only trust, believe. And that was the point of the story in that account of Jesus, his disciples and the storm. But they hadn't really heard the initial words of Jesus, who had said, we'll go to the other side. From that time, whatever happened in between kind of wouldn't change that reality. And that's why Jesus was able to sleep in the boat, because he knew where he was heading and he knew it would be sure. So for me, in a sense, Advent, my prayer is that the promises, the words of Jesus will become even more real, that my faith will grow, that I will take his words as it is, whether it's the promise that he will be with me always in all circumstances, that he will never forsake me, never abandon me, but also the words that what he wants is truth. And at times that means a time of reflection, maybe a time of change, time to allow light to shine in my darkness. The promises that God will care and look after me for what I need, not for what I want, but for what I need, and to trust his words that he will provide for those places that I need, and for those things that I want that maybe I need to learn to submit them to him, so that I will receive life, real life, life in all its fullness. So that's a little bit of my thoughts with those readings. If something sprang from the readings or from our weekend, we had a very special weekend starting on Saturday with a nice time of reflection and silence and space for us to start Advent, which was led by our wonderful Lynn, who's here. And then we had a wonderful service with baptism and a lot of people. So there might be something from those 2 days, Lynn, that you might want to share, or an impression or thoughts that could help us in this season of Advent.
Oh dear, that's putting me on the spot. Well, they were very contrasting days, and I suppose that's the thing that I've come away from it. There's just different ways of worshipping the Lord. And we worship him in our silence and prayerfulness, and we worship him raising the roof and singing. And in a sort of way, I suppose these readings give you a sort of capture it. Bible in a year, as we're going through Daniel at the moment, and his visions of that he sees of the of heaven, and of course are very similar to the visions that John is sharing with us. And yes, there, I was going to say, we have chaos here on earth, but there was chaos in heaven at one time until God put his foot down and, you know, threw out the devil. And so, yes, our prayer has got to be that Jesus comes soon, because it feels very chaotic down here at the moment. But God is in the silence as well as in the singing. He's just everywhere, isn't he? So don't be put off by Daniel
and Revelation.
And Revelation, because I find if I close my eyes and I listen to it being read, then see the pictures that it brings in your mind. And the there's a reassurance in it, really, I think, at the end. Yeah. And of course, the Church of England, and there's so many resources to help us through Advent, help us, you know, walk this journey towards Christmas and make our Christmas celebrations all the richer. Church of England, Carmen Bright is one, but there are many online resources as well. So, yes, don't do it on your own, I would say.
Thank you. Well, let's pray for our day, for the task ahead, for the world, its needs, and for the life of the church. And there are other items there, certainly in America, with the transition of power, with the realities that at the moment is happening in Syria, with the ongoing conflicts in the world, but also to pray that throughout the believers, there will be a shift in this Advent season. Maybe a new song, maybe a new way to live life, that will be a blessing to our world. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that we can find you in the pause and the silences, but also in the reality of lives that at times can be hectic. And for your son Jesus, at times it was filled with teaching, healing, ministry. But always there was a rhythm of work and prayer, of being engaged in the world and engaged with his father. In this season of Advent, help us in the months that can be so hectic and full, not to go just through the motions, because that's what we do, but to see your life expressed in all that we do, and to rejoice that we are still in a country that many schools will do the story of the birth of Jesus through the nativities and crib services, where school will engage with faith through the Christingles, where school will still pause to think that Christmas is not just about the present, but it is about the one present of yourself coming down to live among us, to reveal real life, to bring light. So may your light first shine in us, that we may be transformed, renewed, restored, redirected, and as we are, that we will bear fruit. And our words and our actions will speak loudly of who you are and bring many others to the conclusions that you are the truth, the way, and the life, Jesus.